This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The United States on Friday expressed growing concern about the rising Palestinian death toll in the Gaza Strip, where health officials said the number killed in the five-week-old Israeli bombardment had topped 11,000. What we're listening to now is teams at the Al-Quds Hospital working in the dark with flashlights. Fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants escalated near and around the overcrowded hospitals in Gaza City. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Chinese Vice Premier Hu Lifeng agreed to intensify communications and committed to work together on a number of issues.
The relationship between the United States and the People's Republic of China is one of the most important relationships of our time.
The two had what they called candid, direct, and productive discussions on Friday in San Francisco, ahead of the Summit of Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Nigeria, Matthias Schmale, warned the situation in northeast Nigeria remains bad. Schmale reported the rising number of civilians being killed and tortured by Boko Haram because, he says, Boko Haram have become too weak to fight the army. They've turned on civilians.
And we are seeing rising numbers of civilians being killed and tortured because they do random attacks all over the place, which also means it's become less safe for civilians, but also humanitarians.